Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Apple announced today that it is launching a voluntary recall and replacement program for the 15-inch MacBook Pro. The company says that select 15-inch MacBook Pros sold between September 2015 and February 2017 contain a battery that may overheat and pose a fire safety risk. Apple has launched a new support page where you can find out if your MacBook Pro is affected. If it does fall into that group, Apple will replace your battery at no charge. Find out the details on how to check your MacBook Pro's eligibility on 9to5mac.com. As beta testing continues for macOS Catalina, Craig Federighi has offered additional details on what Project Catalyst means for the Mac. Project Catalyst is Apple's technology for allowing developers to port their iPad apps to the Mac. Apple first teased this capability at WWDC last year and used it to port its own News, Home, Stocks, and Voice Memo applications to the Mac. However, those applications weren't very well received by many Mac users, but now Federighi says that they'll get better with macOS Catalina this year. In an interview, Federighi explained that Apple used those four applications as a way to learn about how to combine UIKit on iOS with AppKit on the Mac. Since then, Apple has learned a lot about that process and how to design the applications in a way that fits with the rest of the macOS experience. As part of the upgrades coming this year, Stocks, News, Home, and Voice Memos will feel much more like native Mac applications, according to Federighi. Apple has made new design choices to match the rest of macOS, and those apps should now fit in much better. If you're running the developer beta of macOS Catalina, you probably haven't noticed these improvements just yet. But Federighi says that you can expect the changes to really take shape when the public beta of Catalina launches next month. Ahead of the public launch of Apple Card later this summer, Apple has expanded testing of Apple Card to its retail employees. Apple Store workers are now able to apply for Apple Card via their personal devices running the iOS 12.4 beta. Employees are being quoted the same interest rate ranges as Apple promised at its March event, ranging from 13.24% to 24.24%. Employees are able to access the digital version of Apple Card immediately after approval, and Apple says employees should expect the physical titanium card to arrive in the mail within 2 to 3 weeks. Apple Card includes a unique collection of features that Apple says should make it easier and more motivating for consumers to pay their bill in full every month. It integrates directly with the Wallet app on iOS and earns customers 3% cash back on everything they buy from Apple, 2% cash back on all Apple Pay purchases, and 1% back on everything else. Apple Card will launch to the general public later this summer alongside iOS 12.4 and an updated wallet application. Next up, we have some more tariff news. Apple this week sent a letter to the United States Trade Representative saying that the proposed 25% tariff on products imported from China would affect the iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, AirPods, and all accessories, as well as parts and batteries used to repair products that are already in the United States. Apple last year announced a $350 billion investment in the United States over the next 5 years. It said in the letter this week that it's currently on track to achieve that goal, but that the proposed tariffs would force it to reduce its U.S. economic contributions. Apple's letter comes after a report earlier this week suggested that the company had asked its manufacturing partners to investigate the feasibility of moving some of its production outside of China. Last but not least, Pokemon Go creator Niantic today released its latest game for iOS. This one is called Harry Potter Wizards Unite and is based on augmented reality. It allows players to learn spells, explore the real-world neighborhoods and cities to discover and fight legendary beasts, and it allows them to team up with others to take down powerful enemies. Harry Potter Wizards Unite is available on the App Store as a free download, but the in-app purchases range from 99 cents to $99. I just want to say thank you to everyone for your nice feedback after my first 9 to 5 Mac Daily episode yesterday. Be sure to read all of these stories on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.